The Oracle is back!
Curates topics, investment education, economic update, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension update, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
Hello and welcome once again to your wealth class. I'm Abayomi Obabolujo. I'm being joined by Aruna Kibira. Aruna, you're welcome.
Thank you, Baron.
Aruna and myself will be looking at insurance equities. We're going to be focusing on the second quarter reports because you see the way that the market operates is that before the results are released, maybe audited first, second, third quarter results, you first need to sit down and begin to make projections on what the possibilities are. That is actually the best time for you to invest, such that when the results eventually are released, if the results are according to your expectation, you might decide to buy more or sell or hold. And then again, as analysts, we first make our projections before the results are released. And when the results are eventually released, we begin to analyze them to see which of them perform better than the other. So we have not too much of time on our hands, but the little we will be able to do, definitely we enjoy. We will go on a few seconds of commercial break. When we return, we'll be looking at second quarter performances of insurance equities. Don't change this channel.
Money wallet. To transfer your cash without any fear, no long talk, no worry yourself, no zero ala, oh. Anything where you want to do, just carry your phone, now the code or download the app, oh.
This one is with my flow.
You want to buy your data, you want to buy your airtime, you can now do anything and do everything and find money, oh. You want to buy your data, you want to buy your airtime. Fast and very secured and safe.
First Money Wallet.
All money now on First Money. You first. First Bank.
Come back. The first we look at is the turnover growth. See, at any point in time, don't just go to buy any stock at all. What you do when the results eventually get to the market, compile the results together, turnover growth, put them together, profit after tax, put them together, compare, and see the one that is consistent. That is how to invest in stock. Don't do a blind investment, and then don't just invest based on what somebody is telling you to do. Now, what we have done here is to put all of them together. You could see Veritas having 62.46% growth in turnover. That is talking about what they have been able to do in the second quarter against what they did in the second quarter of the previous year. Mutual benefits, you see Lasako, Prestige Assurance. Take your time, go to stocks ng.com and then sit with these figures. The tables are there for you at your leisure. But let me put the question to you, Aruna, and we've got to be very fast now. Is it advisable to invest based on turnover growth alone? Maybe I am saying that this company is increasing its turnover growth from quarter to quarter, from year to year, over a period. Is it over a period of time? Is it advisable for me to just base my investment decision on such?
I think turnover is an indication that your market share is growing.
Yeah.
It means that you are getting chunk of the business.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it has it's an indication of an efficient management. I think you can do that.
All right. Now, we come to this particular result now. I could see that Veritas Capital led others, not necessarily in volume, because again, you are talking about their turnover 3.096 billion, but you cannot compare that with that of Mutual Benefit, which is 15.3 billion, or Lasako 9.6 billion, or Cornerstone 10.7 billion, or NEM 16.07 billion, or Axamansat 37.7 billion, or AECO 37.4 billion, or Consolidated Omark, or Regency, or even Coronation. You get the point, ma'am? Because if you even look at AXA Mansard, AICO, they are competing with some banks talking about their turnover level. But in percentage growth, they surpassed all others. Is this sustainable?
Yeah, why I think yes is that, but I would have said we should be a little bit careful in this our comparison. You know, we are comparing a normal year with a COVID year. I think that is why we are seeing this kind of.
So we will still need but, to compare.
Yeah, but I still believe
a non-COVID year with a non-COVID year.
But what I still believe is that management that will not perform. We still will not perform even in a normal year. So seeing that they have this growth means that they got the opportunity and they were able to use it.
Mutual benefits too. What can you say about them?
As far as they continue to do what they are doing that brought them this result, I believe it's sustainable.
So we go to the profit after tax growth, because I primarily believe that you might be making a lot of volume, that is in turnover, but how well you are able, because to come out, to make profit is what determines efficient management. Because you see some of these organizations will report bogus turnover, but when it comes to the profit they are making, they will have spent a lot or almost all the money as expenses. Thereby, what is left to be shared at the end of the day is just a fraction of what they made as turnover. Now, Veritas also led in a profit after tax. Now, the way I will advise you is that look at their performance in their turnover growth, look at their performance in the profit after tax, look at their performance in any per share, look at their performance in the PE ratio, look at their performance in profit margin, look at their performance also in earnings yield. If all these are positive and they are still leaders, such equity, you strategically position yourself in it. It is not everybody that will see what you are seeing immediately, but it is always better for you in the market to see what others are not seeing, and you take position first, so that when others begin to see what you saw before that made you to take position, they will come to take position, and that will be opportunity for you to sell to them. That is the way equity investment works. For anyone who is not able to work hard, working on the data, collating the data, analyzing the data, working with the data, you don't actually have a place in the stock market, and stop just looking for cheap advice here and there. You've got to do your homework well. Now, my attention is on Linkage Assurance, 479.75% decline in their profit after tax. Is there any problem?
You know, I think one of the things is the classification of their bond investment in bond. That led to 166% loss in quarter one and 480% loss in quarter two.
Declined.
I think it's their classification of the fair value of the investment in bond.
Right. What we will need to do as a researcher is the tenor of the bond, so that at about the time we know they are getting out of the bond, might just be the best time to invest in some of these, because it is not as if they are doing badly.
No, even if rate move in their favor, all this what we are saying will be written back into their books.
Now, Veritas has low volume, but good profit. Arena, we saw Veritas in profit growth, in turnover growth. We are seeing it again leading the rest of the industry in a PAT growth.
But fortunately, for the past 7 days, it has solid traded 23 cover. It dropped on Thursday to 22 cover. I came back to 23 cover on Friday, which means it has traded almost 23 cover throughout the whole week. I think 23 cover is its support level.
No, the equity actually has some possibilities.
It means that
to move, though the money flow, the Williams percentage is rather flat, but MFI, MACD and some other indicators. I think for a stock, most insurance companies, they are not such that enjoy consistent growth like that. They are such that if you must invest in, you have to be a little bit patient. But from what we are seeing now, if you can wait, you definitely will make it.
You can say that for 7 days, did it go below 23?
Because we are talking
the support level.
We are talking about 23 cover, but the equity, we'll review it again next week by the grace of God. How sustainable is this performance from Universal Insurance PLC? Though I promise that maybe one of these days we are going to invite our friend who is the managing director of Universal to tell us here.
Ojo Otuna, abi.
Ojo. Otu Ajonu, right? Ben, sorry for not, you will understand. Okay, 76% growth in profit after tax.
You know, one of the things I also see in investment and the release of results is that sometimes there's nothing behind the result. You know, they did not give a dividend at the end of quarter four 2020. And the market might actually be angry for them for that this is how you perform. Last year, at the end of the day, you gave all the nothing. How are we sure that with all these increases will lead to a dividend at the end of the day?
All right, the last table we can take for now is the table on earnings per share now analyzed and the PE ratio, where again Veritas took the lead, particularly in the earnings per share growth from like 1 kobo to 6 kobo, and then the earnings yield is 25.76%. The PE ratio is 3.88. Now let me tell you how to use this table, because we really do not have much time. Please just station that table on the screen. Now look at the percentage change. That is the percentage change in the earning per share. Earning per share is the relationship between the profit after tax of a company and the outstanding number of shares. As it keeps growing, it is better. Then you now come to the PE ratio, right? PE ratio is the relationship between the earning per share of the company and the price. So when PE ratio is high, it suggests that the future value of that company has reflected in the current price of the equity. So when PE ratio is low, it suggests that the market is yet to see the value in that equity. And now in the case of Veritas, for example, and you see that the PE ratio is low at analyze 3.88. This is fantastic, right? So again, you might decide to look at the least in PE ratio, but make sure that the least in PE ratio combines this performance with increase in the earning per share and then earnings yield. Earnings yield tells you also the percentage of the current price that the earning is. Very, very important. This is how to use the table. But Aruna, let me just talk about Regency in 1 second. Regency seems to be best in PE ratio, having an annualized PE ratio of 2.57, and their earnings yield is not bad, 38.9.
You know, PE ratio, earnings yield is a reciprocal of PE ratio, and the smaller the PE ratio, the higher the earnings yield. You know, we have said it here that one of the business you'll be looking for is earnings yield, especially when it's over 10%. That is my standard. I believe it's bringing itself to making itself a viable stock.
Right. That is unfortunately how far we have to round off today. But I want to believe that the packaging today also has been very fantastic. Aruna, further question that anyone has should be put forward to you, all right?
I'll be there to attend it.
Until when, I shall be returning to you again by the grace of God. I remain yours sincerely in wealth creation, accommodation, and preservation. God bless you. Enjoy your week.